USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The chief White House medical advisor is hopeful that the COVID vaccines will soon receive full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Speaking with NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that he believes the Pfizer shot could receive full approval by the end of the month. He added that he hopes the Johnson & Johnson and Moderna shots would quickly follow suit. He also said he hopes the full approval will spur more people to get vaccinated. Fauci added he feels that more vaccine mandates need to be created at the local level. The White House has said that the federal government would not mandate vaccines except for federal workers and contractors. And U.S. tourists will be able to travel to Canada starting on Monday for the first time in nearly a year and a half. The Canadian border is being opened to fully vaccinated Americans who will be required to follow a checklist to enter that includes providing proof of vaccination ahead of traveling, showing no symptoms of COVID-19, and submitting to random COVID testing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
One Republican senator has changed his mind on the bipartisan infrastructure bill now before the chamber. Brad Bernards has more.
The Senate advanced the bipartisan infrastructure bill on Saturday afternoon, breaking a filibuster to end debate on the deal crafted by a group of 10 senators alongside President Joe Biden. Two Republicans who had previously voted against the bipartisan package, Senators John Cornyn of Texas and Deb Fischer of Nebraska, voted to advance the legislation. Cornyn will offer an amendment to help pay for it.
Simply give states and local governments the flexibility to use unspent COVID relief funding on infrastructure projects.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the NTSB says three people were killed when a small plane crashed in southeastern Minnesota. The single-engine craft crashed Saturday in a vacant lot in Victoria, Minnesota, about 25 miles outside of Minneapolis. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Schools across the country are working to establish COVID mitigation measures ahead of the return of students for the new year. School boards and parents have debated over mask and vaccine mandates for both staff and students. But the former commissioner for the FDA believes that schools shouldn't be withdrawing COVID mitigation measures before the beginning of the year. Dr. Scott Gottlieb told CBS's Face the Nation that with the Delta variant, districts should keep measures in place and see how things go before making any final decisions.
Well, look, schools aren't inherently safe. They can be made more safe if you take the proper steps. But we can't expect the same outcome that we saw earlier with respect to the schools, where we were largely able to control large outbreaks in the schools with a different set of behaviors. If we're going to change what we do in terms of the mitigation, how we approach the schools, we're going to withdraw masks, we're not going to engage in testing, we're not going to be podding students, we're not going to try to de-densify classes, we can expect a different result, especially with a more transmissible strain. I would enter the school year with a degree of caution and keep in place some of these measures and see how it goes, particularly in areas where there's higher prevalence. I wouldn't be withdrawing these things a priori before the school year gets underway, given the fact that we're dealing with a strain that we don't fully understand. This strain is clearly more transmissible. It's going to be harder to control in a school setting, and it may be more pathogenic. Kids are getting sick with it. We don't know if they're getting sick at a higher rate or we're just infecting a whole lot of kids right now.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.